I am Jamisha Millard, and on today's news story, I'm speaking with Faith Akiki, a 12th grade student at Woodruff High School, and also a member of the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board's Black Youth Advisory Council. We spoke about the recent ban of racial slurs in the classroom implemented by her school board.
So can you tell me about the statement that the school board made on banning the use of racial slurs in the classroom? Like, what's your stance on this?
Overall, I'm more than happy that conversations are actually being had, but this really isn't where the road ends. On one hand, I'm saddened that it's taken this long for some sort of action to be taken on the issue, just because I first-handedly witnessed individuals within, you know, my classroom environments using racially and essentially politically incorrect slurs. Yeah, like I said, the road has just begun, to be honest. I hope that, you know, in light of, for example, the conversations around the use of the N-word by the professor at the University of Ottawa, kind of inspire other school boards, both in our province and within our country and even around the world, to make sure that people feel safe in their classrooms. You know, some may say, oh, it's just a slur, or, oh, they didn't even mean it, whether that be a student or another teacher. But this truly is life-changing for some students.
Have slurs ever been used in your classroom?
Yes. I know some people would be very surprised at my answer, but having previously attended a dominantly white-populated school, hearing slurs from both students and surprisingly educators was, and to this day, is an everyday occurrence. It's sad because it does make myself uncomfortable, it does make others uncomfortable, and it's not right. Whether it's someone reading, you know, for example, the N-word in To Kill a Mockingbird, who isn't Black, it doesn't sit well with me, and it never has. And because school environments haven't always dealt with these issues properly, students aren't comfortable enough to speak up to administration, to reach out to teachers, and be like, look, this isn't okay. Why is this allowed? I'm in grade 12, and for the past 4 years, actually since middle school, I've definitely heard multiple slurs. I'm just happy that finally some sort of stance is being taken on it.
What has the response from Black and non-Black teachers been to the ban? Have teachers shared their thoughts?
So I'm actually a part of the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board's Black Youth Advisory Council, and it's been more than a privilege to be a part of this for over a year and a half now. We've definitely had conversations within our night school spaces, both from teachers, from guests of the community that we've had, and many educators who do, you know, teach high school students, even some that teach middle school, they were very happy that the school board was, you know, on board with officially banning this, because we do have problems, and there have been problems where teachers have said things in classrooms and then denied students when they've spoken up, being like, I don't think this is right, or you shouldn't be saying that because you're this. Otherwise, I'm in a bit of a strange situation because I have the same teacher for all three of my classes, but I just think that the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board needs to be more on board with having workshops. I mean, just to teach educators on how to confront these situations in classes where there may be arguments and whatnot, but mostly good feedback.
What are some things that your school has put in place to advocate for anti-racism?
So I'm in grade 12, like I said. I used to go to Nepean High School, and there we had a diverse student union. Through the diverse student union, we held multicultural events just to involve everybody in the community, be it, you know, a student, their siblings, the rest of their extended family. That was super successful. And although I switched to Woodruff High School, I know that the DSU there is still thriving. and my current school just created an ambassador team. So we're a group of students from grades 10 to 12 at my school, like I said, and we're trying to create workshops and interactive platforms for students and their families, despite the situations that the pandemic has presented us with. But of course, things are a bit difficult as it's all online. But I'm happy with the road that we're going down, and I'm hopeful that it will create a better learning environment that will let people feel safe and included. I think it's important, especially for a school that is so diverse. I believe at my school there's over 20 languages spoken, to have something that, or a space even, to promote anti-racism, if that makes sense, is definitely mandatory. Just on a closing note, I want to say that I think it's important for adults, superiors, and most importantly, my school board, just to know that youth are 10 times more likely to open up and thrive in learning environments when they feel safe, and when they feel included, and when they feel understood. And in order for our future generations to succeed, our society needs to understand that we have to get uncomfortable in order to be comfortable. And that's really how we're going to find unity and diversity, and how we're going to celebrate our differences.
On today's news story, I spoke with Faith Akiki, a 12th grade student at Woodruff High School, and also a member of the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board's Black Youth Advisory Council. As she said, this is a great initiative. However, this isn't where the road ends. I am Jamisha Millard, and thank you for tuning in. This news story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.